or is like technical difficulties there. Hence the delay. Hello and welcome to Vimo Live. This is a live stream that happens on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. and Saturdays at 8 p.m. Today is Wednesday, 8 p.m. Actually, it's 8:01. Slight delay, technical reason. So I started up my computer, my webcam and my mic both stopped working. So I panicked and I restarted and the mic was still not working. Then I pulled out all the plugs and put them back and now it is working for some reason. I don't know how these things decide whether to cooperate or not. But yeah, we are on right now. It may have something to do with software updates. We'll see. I'll take a look at it later after the live stream is over. So in Wednesday stream, I don't take callers on screen, but I just read chat and respond to comments. If anyone is confused by the text on the thumbnail and the title, one thing that happened recently was that I went to my YouTube statistics and it gives you a list of search terms that you can make videos about. But it's a live stream and I can't choose topics, but I was still going through it. And one of the terms there was Vimo Exposed. So a lot of people, I suppose people who don't agree with me or people who are genuinely, you know, curious or have doubts about what I say, are searching for content that is debunking what I'm saying. So they search for Vimo Exposed. So maine socha main ek video ke thumbnail mein likh deta Vimo Exposed. The next time they search, they will at least find something. Or maybe they will come back to this channel and I'll get a subscriber or a view. They will think, I mean, these guys are not the brightest bulbs in the room. Many times, not often, but many times. So maybe this will work. So yeah, that's the reason the thumbnail contains Vimo Exposed. There is no other reason. There's no guest coming here to expose me. At least it's a Wednesday. So let's chill. Before I proceed and start reading comments, let me just remind everyone that you can support this channel by becoming a member by clicking the join button below. And you can also support the channel by sending a super chat, like someone already has done. MK has done. Thank you for sharing your wisdom. Truly grateful. There is no wisdom, MK, but whatever I have, I share, and I'm glad you find it useful. So, MK, thank you for the 40 rupee super chat. You can send a super chat in order to support the channel. You can also support the channel on Patreon at patreon.com/vimho, or you can simply go to my website at www.vimho.in. and click the support button there and make a contribution there. You can also directly send money through UPI by sending money to Vimo at UPI, V-I-M-O-H at the rate UPI. So these are all the ways in which you can support. Thank you so much. Also, again, thank you, Reasoned Ripples, for a 60 rupee super sticker. Thank you very much. Much appreciated. And also, thank you for being a member, by the way. I believe you joined last week or last to last week. Right, so... I'm gonna ignore some of the comments which are about the thumbnail, because the thumbnail is clickbait, guys. You know it's clickbait. MK, hi Apurv, hi Surya, hi Pratyush, hi Abhishri Dhami, hi. Together let's make this world a better place. Bhai, chota naam use kar lo. Okay, cool. So these are all the people. SY asks, aren't liberals supposed to mean capitalists? Then why do bhakts call everyone in opposition, including socialists and commies, that? You really expect bhakts to be able to make that distinction? I mean, I applaud your optimism, but agar unka ek din bit gaya jisme unhone left liberal phrase ka istemal kar liya, to unka jeevan dhanya samjho. Unko left aur liberal ke beech ka fark bhi nahi pata. Right wing to dur ki baat hai. MK says, I always use your sense of morality argument coming from God or religion as a kiddish way of thinking, where you say that kids only need to be disciplined with some imaginary characters like ghosts. Yeah, religious morality is something that is supposed to apply to people who don't have a higher, more developed sense of morality. The most basic kind of morality is, I should do good things because if I do bad things, I will get punished. This is what works on children. And unfortunately, religion keeps many people in that state of moral development. Surya says, that's why, because the word liberal and variations have been appropriated by them to mean anything they don't like. Same thing with the word woke. Woke ka to main, jab bhi koi bolta hai, tu woke hai, main puchta, woke kya hota hai, bata. That's the best response. Half these people don't even know what it means. Let's make this world a better place. Vimo, your thoughts on Modi's speech against no confidence motion and opposition's walkout. Modi's speech was not against no confidence motion. Modi's speech was about Modi. That's what all his speeches are. His Independence Day address from the Lal Killa was also about him only. By the way, did anyone count the number of times he used the word India in the Lal Killa wala speech? Please go ahead and do it. I don't think we'll be surprised, but it's still a fun exercise. Modi's speeches are only about one thing. Modi. That's all. They're not about anything else. Main, mera, mere jaisa koi nahi, main hi sab kuch hoon, wagera, wagera. One Autumn Leaf says, what do you think about veganism? I eat meat and is it immoral to do so? I have seen a lot of vegans say that people who consume meat, dairy products are cruel, while the people who don't do so are good and try to guilt trip people as if they are on some kind of moral high ground. I've started feeling bad about it now because I also consume meat. Maybe in the future, I might consider becoming a vegan too, but I don't think I will say to people what to eat and what to not to eat. Thoughts. My position on veganism is that it is a moral choice and that everyone should make an attempt to move towards a more plant-based diet and eat as little meat as possible, or even things that come out of a very cruel factory farming system. But I also recognize that it is not possible for everyone. In addition to the fact that I recognize that in India, food habits are very political and often they are laced with casteism. So as always, I look at the power structure here. And power structures obviously only apply to human societies. They don't extend to animal kingdom. Moral, I don't see a lot of vegans. The problem I have is that their approach, they can bring into existence a new vegan by guilting them. But the reason I don't talk about veganism is the reasons I just mentioned. But your approach towards making someone move towards a more plant-based diet should be, hey, this is a plant-based diet. It's good for you. It's good for the planet. You should do it. And then that person moves one step closer to it. A lot of vegans go for an absolute, as in you quit all animal products now, or you are a mass murderer. And this ends up pushing people two steps away from them instead of bringing them two steps closer to them. So no, I don't think eating meat is immoral. I think many people do it because, and many people eat meat or consume animal products because they either like it and have never had an option to do something else, or they just don't have the option. Sometimes vegan diets can be very expensive for people who are not that well-to-do. And there are plenty of people who also think that veganism is amiro ke chochle. Bahut se log afford nahi kar sakte. Jo log samudra kinare rehte hain, fisherman communities, they definitely can't afford to go vegan. Jo log aise areas mein rehte hain jahan pe, like there are forest tribes whose diet necessarily includes hunting and killing, they also can't afford to go vegan. So I don't think we should push any way of being as an absolute that everyone should follow. And this applies to veganism also. You should most definitely try to move towards a more plant-based diet. It's healthy for you. It's good for the planet. It is the result of less cruelty. But don't think of yourself as a bad person if you're not a vegan. And don't listen to people who say that you're a bad person if you're not a vegan. That's just, as you pointed out, it's people standing on moral high ground and lecturing other people because they want to convince the world of their moral superiority. There is this very well-known YouTuber called Cosmic Skeptic, who was a vegan as well as a veganism activist. He recently pointed out in a video, it's not always possible to not consume animal products. And apparently he got death threats from vegans. Now, I'm not saying all vegans are like that. There are plenty of vegans who are good people and actually approach the topic very sensibly. And you should listen to them and then you should make up your own mind. I will never tell people what to eat or what not to eat. That is not the purpose of what I do here. Naman is on Twitch. Oh, by the way, yeah, I'll remind people that the stream is also happening on Twitch. It's at twitch.tv/TheVimoshow. TheVimoshow. If you want, you can follow the show on Twitch also. Shamik Sanyal, hello. Moin, Pink Panther, hi. Shreyans, hi. FU Religion, hi. Guys, please avoid using names that if I put on screen, it might end up jeopardizing the health of my channel. Like there was someone whose username had something to do with oral sex. Yeah, avoid using names like that. Airborne says, wow, such a catchy title. You have my attention, sir. Jai Shri Ram. Okay. Bobby Zani says, hello, Mo. Just a question. Why the transgender or other LGBTQ people targeting children, going to their schools and doing drag shows? What are your thoughts? What does this have to do with targeting children? Isn't it supposed, aren't schools supposed to be places where children learn about society? And if trans people exist and LGBTQ people exist, and there isn't enough representation about them in the media, then they definitely should go to school and educate children. This is sex education. This is making people aware that the binary that we think of as absolute, men, women, is not absolute. Please do not call it targeting children. That's American conservative propaganda. Do not let it enter India. It's bullshit. Trans people exist. There is nothing you can do about the fact that trans people exist. What you can do is understand where they are coming from, how psychosexual identities work. I keep recommending people this very nice video by Forrest Welkai called Sex and Sensibility. Please watch it. Just search YouTube for Sex and Sensibility. You will find the video on Forrest Welkai's channel. Watch it. I recently made a post about this on my blog also, where Rationality Rules and another YouTuber whose name, it was Forrest only. They were commenting on a podcast episode by Richard Dawkins where he's spreading transphobic ideas again. Transphobia is a very shitty thing. Do not do it. Do not encourage your children to do it. Trans people are not targeting your children. Trans people are simply trying to spread awareness about themselves so that they don't get persecuted. Mohan says, what's your opinion on train killing happened a few days back? Mohan, iske bare mein kisi ka kya opinion ho sakta hai? Someone committed murder in defense of their netas. It's a heinous act. It's terrible. And I think it's a tragedy that we live in a country where we have to find stuff like this in the news. Aisi cheezon ke bare mein opinion mat poocho. Aisi cheezon ke bare mein poocho un logo ko jinka opinion normal se kuch alag hai. Surya says, speaking on hyper-intelligent nationalism, our friend Jaggi recently said that he favors changing India's name to Bharat because colonialism and meaninglessness of India. Yeah, Jaggi is to the national discourse what Arnold Schwarzenegger is to Bharatanatyam. There's no need to take him seriously. He's a businessman. He sells merchandise and he uses himself as ad copy. There's no reason to take him seriously. India, the name Bharat, the name Hindustan, the fact that we have three names is proof of the fact that India is a multicultural society which had relationships with peoples all over the world who had to find different ways to refer to India. It is proof of our rich history. And these people who are against monotheistic religions, where the biggest problem is that one God, one God, one God, one God, one language, one everything, these people who are against that appear to be big supporters of one nation, one tomato, one potato, one blah, blah, blah. It doesn't occur to them or their followers that this idea of one thing for everyone is an extremely toxic idea. It has been at the root of many conflicts in the world history and has been the reason for, like, without this idea, without monotheism, the world would have been quite different today in a good way. Sudarshan says, how to counter creation exists only because of the creator, which is a theist argument. The best counter is to, they have to prove that the universe is a creation. What they're doing by saying without a creator, there can be no creation is that they're smuggling in the word creation. They're referring to the universe as creation. It's like saying, do you think this cup was made by Ghanshyam? Wait, where's the cup? Where's my cup? Okay, my cup appears to have disappeared. Anyway, let's take this one instead. This bowl, I will claim that this bowl was made by Ghanshyam. And you say, where is the proof that Ghanshyam made it? And I will say, can a thing made by Ghanshyam exist if Ghanshyam did not make it? And you will say, no. And you say, see, I proved that this was made by Ghanshyam. But what did I do there? I deceptively referred to this bowl as a thing made by Ghanshyam. It's called, it's smuggling. It's taking a word and surreptitiously hiding it inside your sentence and then coming to a conclusion on the basis of that. The universe is not a creation as far as we can tell. First, you have to prove that the universe is a creation. Then you can say that maybe there is a creator. But you first have to prove that the universe is a creation. And that has never happened. Sarcastic skeptic says, why do you think there is so much incelness among young boys these days? It is being encouraged, right? It's a subdivision of patriarchy corporation. There is incelness because patriarchy asserts its power in the face of forces that challenge it. Things like feminism or awareness about transsexual people or just plain old gender equality. So when these things come around, people who had so far not been questioned about their supposed status in society, basically patriarchal identities, etc., they're like, oh no, everything is under threat. Our way of life is in danger. No, it is not. Your privilege is being questioned. That's all. You're either able to answer it or you're not. And unfortunately, the way they choose to answer it is by demeaning everyone who questions patriarchy. Incel, whatever it is, incelhood is a subdivision of patriarchy. Moin, ek hi sawal ko baar baar mat poochho, tumko time out mein dal raha hu. There's another super chat. Barnali, thank you for the 100 rupee super sticker. Much appreciated. Thank you very much. Reason Ripple has sent another 40 rupees. Expose Vimo. That's what my plan is. Thank you. Thank you for exposing me with 40 rupees. Meghnath says, who schooled you, Vimo? How dare they? I think it was Mr. Bhadauria, the principal of my school. Meghnath, I think, is also surreptitiously saying that I am a liberal loser, which I suppose he also would be. Pink Panther says, Vimo, please help me understand ki fiction ko kaise process kare. As you mentioned in last episode, I always get confused between getting superstitious and enjoying fiction or mythology. Fiction ko kaise process kare? First of all, read a lot of fiction and understand that fiction is a way of putting yourself in someone else's shoes. We all have one perspective, right? We all look at the world as ourselves. Our way of life, the way we exist, our families, our religions, etc. When you read a story about someone who's not like you, you get to see the world the way it looks to them. So that is the primary function of literature and indeed all art. You are becoming aware of something that someone else saw, or you're becoming aware of the world as it looks to someone else. Tumhare chashme lal hain, isliye tumhe nahi pata ki green chashme pehne wale ko duniya kaise dikhti hai. So you take the green glasses and you put it on. That is what fiction is. Now, the trap is we are extremely gullible creatures. We write a story and then we fall into the trap of believing that that story is true. That is how religion comes into being. So if religious texts can be seen as literature, then we can simply say, okay, this is one way of looking at reality. This is another way of looking at reality. And there is a third way, which is not these two ways at all. So that is how you process fiction. You take a look at stories, you allow yourself to be consumed by stories, but you then come out of it. You don't stay there. You don't think this is my way of life now. That is what I was talking about when I said processing stories. Okay, there is a super chat by Chikur Chuchumb, 100 rupees. Chikur Chuchumb says, what do you think, how long right-wing going to be in government? Because most of right-wing janta vote for single party, but left, center, janta have numbers of parties. Yes, and many of those parties have not now come together as an alliance that is called India. So, yeah, I don't think there is any reason to think that the BJP will definitely win 2024. There is significant amount of hope that it will not. Shamik says, I was just reading about Ahom dynasty, how they originated from Yuan in present-day China, but later moved to the Assam region. They had their own culture and religion, but they were appropriated into Hindu. Okay. I am not aware of this. I will try to read more. Oja says, what is your opinion about patriotism as an emotion which is currently displayed by Bhakts? I don't think what Bhakts are displaying is patriotism. Because think about it. What are they patriotic towards? Do they respect India as a place where everyone can live? No. Do they respect the Constitution of India? No. The head of the Planning Commission, whatever it is being called right now, has written editorials in Mint saying we need a new constitution. Are these Bhakts supporters of a multicultural society, which is the defining quality of India? No. So they are definitely Bhakts, but the nation of which they are patriotic, the nation towards which they are patriotic, is not India in the real world. It's some fantasy kingdom in their imagination. So they are Bhakts, but they're not Bhakts of India. India is wider. India is the thing that their ideological and intellectual forebears were opposed to. When the constitution came into being, it was the Hindu Mahasabha which opposed it. Before that, many other decisions being made about India being a secular nation were also opposed by them. Quit India movement was opposed by them. How are they patriotic? They have appropriated patriotism. It's like that story, right? There's a woodcutter who's cutting a tree, and the people who don't want the tree to be cut down throw rocks at the woodcutter, and the woodcutter hides behind the tree and says, "Why are you throwing rocks at the tree?" And these people are then feeling guilty. Okay, we threw rocks at our holy tree. But the woodcutter is not protecting the tree. The woodcutter is protecting himself by hiding behind the tree. Do not call them patriots. They're not. They are hiding behind the idea of India. जब विदेश जाते हैं तो गांधी गांधी करेंगे, यहां आएंगे तो गोड से भक्त हो जाएंगे. दे आर नॉट पेट्रियोटिक. जेसू सेज, विल विमो मैरी अ मुस्लिम फीमेल और कन्वर्ट सो ही कैन नेवर डू घर वापसी टू मेक अस अ विटनेस ऑफ हिज मार्टिरडम? विमो इज नेवर गोइंग टू मैरी वेदर अ हिंदू और अ मुस्लिम, सो दैट पॉसिबिलिटी इज आउट ऑफ द विंडो. Also, when I marry, I will probably marry if I like someone. If I marry, I'll marry someone who I like. It won't be on the basis of religion. The religion is completely immaterial to the decision of me marrying them. Recent Ripples, thank you for the 1,000 rupees super chat. Recent Ripples says, yes, I joined last week after some due diligence. I got duped by Charvak podcast early this year. I thought he's an atheist, but turned out to be a BJP mouthpiece. Joining your channel is like Paap Dhona for paying to a Bhakt channel. Okay. I mean, you don't have to pay just in order to join, but I understand where you're coming from. And thank you again for the 1,000 rupees super chat and for becoming a member. I don't think kisi bhi channel ko support karna paap hai. It's all a matter of preference. I definitely do think that the Charvak podcast is an atheist podcast, but it is also true that they're a BJP supporting podcast, which kind of cancels out whatever progressive merit they were supposed to get as a result of being an atheist, at least in my opinion. Other people, feel free to disagree with me and expose me. Bobby says, what are your thoughts on bulldozer justice and people are celebrating it, but the common people are suffering? I don't care about Modi, but Yogi should go. I think both can go, right? Matlab, dono agar offer mil raha hai, to dono le ki nahi lete. Bulldozer, so-called bulldozer justice is not justice. Justice is when in a modern, liberal, secular society, you go through the legal process. A government deciding that we are going to punish people without a crime because someone else from their community did something bad is not justice. It's just vengeance. It's a revenge, and revenge is not justice. I can't pronounce your name, but I will try. Don't mind. Godale Hundi Bharat Raj says, it's not only about moral choice. Eating meat is about economics. It is the cheapest source of proteins. Yeah, that's what I meant when I said that it's not possible for many people. Amar Kumar says, veganism is not practical, not even environment friendly. A locally sourced food, veggies, fruits, fish, egg is the diet, which is environment friendly. Geographical fact. Okay. Sudarshan says, this year, Karnataka government spending 60,000 crores on freebies and schemes. What is your take? People, BJP will say it will impact development and state will go bankrupt. Sudarshan, please go watch our last episode where we talked about subsidies. Governments spend on plenty of things. They spend on defense. They spend on full-page newspaper ads. I don't live in Karnataka or Kerala or Chhattisgarh, but my newspaper front-page ad is often the face of the prime minister or the face of the chief minister of some state. Ye bhi expenses hai. Calculate how much money is being spent on this. And then ask yourself, why is it that whenever we talk about expenses, we only talk about reducing the expenses that are helping people directly? How many people say we are spending too much on military? How many people say we're spending too much on hoardings, political hoardings? We're spending too much on political rallies. We're spending too much on A, B, C, D. The list is endless. But why do we not talk about any of those things? And the only thing we want a reduction in the expenses of is subsidies to people who can't afford a bus ride to their work, or people who don't know what they're going to eat tomorrow morning because today they were unable to get wages. Think about it. Shadow Fury says, how old are you, sir? I'm 40. 4040. Karthik says, Abhisar Sharma is being depicted as Chinese agent. Please speak about this. Are Chinese agent, jo log bol rahe hain, wo kaun hai? Wo pehle dekho na. These guys had a stranglehold on TV media. TV media is quickly losing its grip on the market. People have just stopped watching TV, right? And increasingly, these YouTube channels are becoming extremely popular. There's a Hindi channel called Ulta Chashma UC. UC means Ulta Chashma, I think, not upper caste. But Ulta Chashma UC is a Hindi channel which is like exploding in popularity. And the influence that these YouTubers, who are fortunately doing actual journalism, they're asking questions of the government and demanding answers on issues that matter to the person on the ground. These YouTubers are becoming more influential than TV anchors. Now, TV anchors, in order to save their careers, are attacking these people by accusing them of random shit. Abhisar Sharma, Sakshi Joshi, even Ajit Anjum, they've all made videos about this. They've said, if you have evidence, bring it. We deny these charges. We deny these false charges. If you have evidence, bring it. They can't, because it's just an accusation. And while you're at it, go back to all the accusations they have made about these people and see how many of them they have managed to prove. Abhisar Sharma, News Minute ke upar to IT ki raid ho gayi thi. Kya mila? Kuch mila? Khali accuse karne se nahi hota na. Aur in logo ke paas accusation ke alawa aur kuch bhi nahi hai. Inke paas na intellectual muscle hai, na ideological rigor hai, na Bharat ke itihas mein koi great contribution hai. Ye bas accuse karna jante hai kyunki इनको कीचड़ फेंकने के अलावा और कुछ नहीं आता. दैट्स ऑल दिस इज. चुनाव पास आ रहे हैं, इनकी फट रही है, इसलिए ये सब हो रहा है. डोंट वरी अबाउट इट. शमिक सान्याल सेज, मीट इज पार्ट ऑफ ह्यूमन फूड चेन. प्रॉब्लम इज शेयर नंबर ऑफ अस, सो वी शुड रेस्ट्रिक्ट द अमाउंट ऑफ मीट वी ईट. आई कंप्लीटली अग्री. वी शुड ऑल ट्राई टू मूव टुवर्ड्स अ मोर प्लांट बेस्ड डाइट. बट दैट्स इट. आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू से इफ यू डोंट मूव टुवर्ड्स अ मोर प्लांट बेस्ड डाइट यू आर ईविल. I am what I am says, what do you think about Rishi Sunak wearing his religion on his sleeve? Even yesterday, he went to attend a religious gathering and portrayed the same. He's the prime minister of another country. I have no opinion on him. He can do what he wants. I don't really care. My main concern is India and the things that happen to Indians as a result of the actions of people who are in power in India. Rishi Sunak is a religious minority in an otherwise Christian majority country. If he wants to wear his religion on his sleeve, he has every right to do so. I may disagree with his religious views as an atheist, but that's a different matter altogether. Balji, thank you for the €5. On what platform can India fight like BJP as Hindutva? Is there a populist yet rational platform which the opposition stands a chance? Yes, anti-corruption. Only yesterday, in case anyone has not noticed, the CAG has released multiple reports about a corruption scandal in road manufacturing. Please look it up and spread news about it. It is not being talked about on any Godi media channel. The Congress has done a press conference about it also. And I think in the coming days, more parties in the India Alliance are going to speak about it. It's massive. It's mind-bogglingly massive how big it is. Massive corruption. And of course, there are other issues also. But for better or for worse, the issue that always topples governments in India is corruption. So this is the one that I think they're going to stick to till the end of the right till the end of the days preceding the elections. Thank you, Sinister Vlogs, Sinister Vlogs, for becoming a member. Really appreciate it. Chikur Chuchomp, thank you for the 100 rupees super chat. Charvak podcast also provides mic to people who justify Dabholkar, Gauri Lankesh murders. That channel is like, I'm atheist, but I'm still, yeah, it's a Hindu atheist channel. In case anyone wants to know about my views on Hindu atheism, go to my main channel and watch a video there. It's called Why I Am Not a Hindu Atheist. Gunduchi says, batting at 106. Abhi to 141 ho gaya. Okay, Gunduchi ka comment kafi time pehle aaya tha. Mr. Phantom says, what's your view on trans people changing to women and destroying women's sports? Should a person ever be allowed to choose how they want to be referred to? Isn't gender objective? No, gender is not objective. In fact, what we know as gender is not even binary. There are no less than 16 ways that people can be classified as being parts of, as being members of a certain gender. And that itself is a conservative estimate. I told you, please go and watch Forrest Valkyrie's video, Sex and Sensibility. It goes into great detail about how the animal kingdom works and how gender works, how gender is only like it's something we have used to classify human beings because of convenience, but it is by no means a biological objective reality. Please go watch that video. Forrest Valkyrie is a biologist. Cinephile says, sex education comes from 17 age, not from childhood. हाँ तो मैं बच्चों को bedroom के कारनामे सिखाने को नहीं बोल रहा हूँ. मैं बोल रहा हूँ कि if you teach children how sex works, the chances of them growing up to be nice, well-rounded individuals increases. It does not go down. एक 4 साल का बच्चा molester नहीं बन जाएगा अगर उसको school में sex के बारे में पढ़ाया जाएगा. I think sex education should happen at a younger age. And of course, nobody is saying show them porn. But you can begin teaching them the basics of how human beings come into being. It is only prudishness that prevents this from happening. Our education system fails us on so many levels, and this has to be one of the most important ones that we don't often talk about. Sex education is a good idea. It should happen. It should be done with feedback from experts, obviously, children, people who know how to communicate with children, people who know and want to, people who know how to explain sexuality. Course curriculum should be prepared and children should be made aware of the existence of sex from young age. Kyunki tum 17 tak agar wait karoge na, to I haven't seen the new OMG 2 movie. I was watching Akash Banerjee's review of it. And it says ki agar maa-baap bache ko sidhi cheez nahi batayenge na, to bache kahin na kahin aur se uttar nikal lenge. Aur uski wajah se wo buri sangat mein phasenge, galat cheeze sikhenge aur shayad apne aap ko nuksan bhi kar le. Gudalahandi Bharatraj says, most Indians are consuming less than necessary amount of meat. US, Europe guys are consuming 10 times, 100 times more. They should definitely reduce. Okay. Ratna says, you said Ramayana was written by Valmiki, who is an SC. I believe the origin story of the Ramayana is that Ramayana was written by Valmiki. Valmiki was not always called Valmiki. He used to be a forest bandit by the name of Ratnakar. And who once saw the death of a bird and was moved by it, and he started saying something, and then eventually wrote the epic that we know as Ramayana. Today there's a caste called Valmiki, and it is not an upper caste. It is, you know, it is one of the scheduled castes, and therefore it is they who worship Valmiki, the sage who is supposed to have written the Ramayana. Bozzi says, have you seen the chat Richard Dawkins had with the author of the books called Trans? No, I have not seen. I have seen a review of it. Supreet says, do you think religion at some extent prevents violence? It's just like laws for some people. Fear is required to not do bad things. We can't rely on people's goodwill. I think we should rely on people's goodwill. Because if you say that, yeah, sure, I understand that being moral is good for society, but those other people, they don't. And I think that's, at least I don't mean you exactly, Supreet, but I think it's a little condescending, and we should hold people to higher standards. We should spread awareness about the reason moral behavior is good, and it cannot be because God will punish you if you're bad. It's like saying, sure, I understand that the answer to 2 + 2 = 4, but some people can't do it. Some people can't understand it. So we should let them say 2 + 2 = 3, because if we say that 2 + 2 = 3, then if they think 2 + 2 = 3 and we say 2 + 2 = 4, then they will get angry at us and they will commit crimes. No, that's not the answer. Cinephile says, 15 can be good age, but why should we educate children about it who are under 13? Cinephile, please explain to me, what is the difference between a 13-year-old and a 15-year-old? Right? Like, I think you are choosing ages arbitrarily. I'm not saying 15-year-olds ko sex education dene ka tarika should be the same as 5-year-olds ko sex education dene ka tarika. You can still explain to children. There's a very well-known YouTube series, I think it comes on Wired, about expert teaches people complicated topic in 5 levels of complexity. So they'll take something like quantum physics, and they'll explain it to a 5-year-old child, then to a 10-year-old child, then to a 20-year-old person, and then to a 40-year-old person. It's possible to teach complicated topics to people of different ages. It all depends on how you do it. I think what is happening in your mind is when I say sex education, tumhare mind mein videos aa rahe hain. Main bachcho ko sex videos dikhane ki baat nahi kar raha hu. Main keh raha hu ki education is a complex matter, and some things, if they are taught to children at a younger age, can indeed be good for them and for everyone, because these children are going to become adults someday. Taranga says, ha 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 to Arni and Bharatnatyam. Oh shit, main itna peeche ho gaya. Oh shit, 8:35 ho gaye. I'm really behind in the chats. Okay. Shashank Gosavi, thank you for the 1,000 rupees super chat. Shahu Maharaj of Kolhapur said that subsidies for underprivileged, like money spent on treatment, ill family members, it's not unnecessary spending, but necessary expenses. Yeah. Like, think about it. Right? You're at home. You're at home, there are many expenses. You have to pay electricity bill, you have to pay water bill, you have to pay gas bill, you have to pay many bills, right? You also spend on movies, you also spend on books, you also spend on travel. When you want to reduce expenses, you will choose the expense that is least important for you, right? You won't suddenly stop paying your electricity bill in order to reduce expenses. The problem with the fact that middle class people say that we should reduce expenses by reducing subsidies is that that's not their decision to make. Subsidies are still going to a part of society which needs it, right? You unilaterally cannot make the decision ki all the things that are useful to me should continue, but those people who are dying without money should not get the money because it affects me on a certain level. It doesn't. And by the way, a lot of subsidies also go into making resources, like life resources, like roads and hospitals and medicines, cheaper for all of us. Some days ago, there was this person who said, middle class pays so much but doesn't get anything. And I was like, what? You don't get roads. You don't get police protection. You don't get banks. Everyone gets these things. But it's only the middle class that whines about it as if it is the only one towards whom injustice is being done. George Soros ka accountant has sent 100 rupees. How is CAG being able to be this independent? I thought every institution is overtaken already. I believe there are good people in every institution who are trying to flex their muscles. And now that elections are close by, you will see more of this happening. Also, the Supreme Court making good decisions has given courage to a lot of people. So that is also happening. JSU, thank you for the 100 rupees. Can Hindutva be defeated by Bandhutva? Hindutva can only be defeated by Bandhutva. Nothing else can defeat it. It is only fraternity and a sense of equality, a commitment towards an equal society that can defeat fascist forces. Amar says, Valmiki being SCST is a kind of joke. Valmiki himself says he's a son of Prachet, son or descendant of Brahma. I believe there can be different, there can be different interpretations of this. Brahma doesn't really exist. So it may simply have been that, you know, that sometimes there will be a king who calls himself a descendant of the god Surya. So it may be something like that. I don't know. Arun Kumar says, what's your opinion about significance of violence in revolution and non-violence in revolution? Personally, I feel there is no blueprint of how a revolution should be. So both are equally significant. Yeah, but I try to judge things on the basis of how effective they're going to be. Violent revolutions create chaos. And in that chaos, one oppressor might go down, but a different might come into place. Non-violent revolutions are things where attention is paid to systemic change. So I am personally in favor of non-violent revolution. Taranga says, hi Gunduchi, there are a lot of curious right-wingers here today. Shafmeister says, Mota Bhai in parliament accused the opposition of taking instructions from China and Russia. The opposition didn't even defend themselves or raise a complaint. Why are they so weak? The opposition raised plenty of questions. Agar Manipur ke bare mein sawal pooch rahe hain aur koi distract karega to tum uske peeche bhagne lagoge. The best thing that is happening these days as far as the media ecosystem is concerned is that a year ago, 1.5 years ago, 2 years ago, the BJP was giving topics and the opposition was just defending itself. The wise thing that the opposition has done now is that they are dictating the terms of the conversation. So the BJP will definitely try to distract them by this accusation and that accusation. The opposition is doing a very smart thing by saying, yahan tu bolta rahe, mera sawal ye hai, iska jawab de. ये लोग डिस्ट्रैक्ट क्यों करते हैं? क्योंकि वे इसका जवाब नहीं देना चाहते. सो डू नॉट थिंक ऑफ दिस एज अ वीकनेस, इट्स वेरी गुड स्ट्रैटेजी. पहली बार ऐसा हो रहा है कि बीजेपी स्पोक्सपर्सन्स आर स्पेंडिंग देयर होल डे रेस्पॉन्डिंग टू समथिंग राहुल गांधी सेड और समथिंग कांग्रेस स्पोक्सपर्सन सेड. अभी तक उसका उल्टा हो रहा था. कांग्रेस वाले जवाब दे रहे थे, डिफेंड कर रहे थे, अरे ये गलत है, हमको ऐसे कैसे बोल दिया. कांग्रेस है स्टॉप डूइंग दैट. तुम मारो जितना जितना जो बोलना है बोलो, हमको हमारे ऊपर पत्थर फेंको, हम वो सवाल उठाएंगे जो उठाने जरूरी है. एंड दैट इज अ गुड थिंग. डोंट थिंक ऑफ दिस एज वीकनेस. स्पूरियस कैलकुला पॉइंट्स आउट समथिंग वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. सिने इट इज इट रियली सेक्स एजुकेशन और इज इट जस्ट educating children that people of different sexualities exist? Honest question. Yeah, I believe that all comes within sex education. Sex education isn't just about how men and women have sex in order to produce babies. It has to go into how, what sex is, right? Bobby says, Vimo, I'm confused. Is India's economy growing? Many Godi YouTubers saying it's growing, but the inflation is high, cost of living is increasing, and poor people are becoming poorer. The GDP is an average. So if there are one or two really dhanna sets, who become really rich, then the GDP will appear to go up because it's an average. The truth is that massive unemployment exists in India and many people are unhappy about it, and that itself is proof that our economy is not doing as well as many people seem to think it is. It's an illusion created to placate the middle class that our economy is thriving. Of course, the other point is that you should probably ask more details to an economist. न्यूज क्लिक पे या वायर पे कई बार इकोनॉमिस्ट आके शो करते हैं. उन वीडियोज को बहुत कम लोग देखते हैं. मैं देखने की कोशिश करता हूँ और मेरी भी पूरी तरह से समझ में नहीं आता है. सो देर इज अ मार्केट फॉर पीपल एजुकेटेड इन इकोनॉमिक्स हु कैन सिंप्लीफाई दिस स्टफ. जेसो सेज, नो बुक रिटन बाय शूद्र विल बी सपोर्टेड बाय ब्राह्मण प्रीस्ट एंड दोज दैट बिलीव इट आर FIIs being manipulated for sake of serving them. What are FIIs? I don't know. But generally speaking, yeah. Mother Zip says, ChatGPT is saying Ram Bridge is made by a human and not is controversial. What to do about it? Why are you looking for search engine answers on ChatGPT? ChatGPT is a glorified autocorrect tool. If you are looking for answers, look for answers in books written by experts on the topic. Google itself is suspect. Google will give you multiple sources and you then have to do the hard work of choosing which source is correct by comparing how well read the author of that source is. ChatGPT is not an expert at anything. ChatGPT is a writing tool. Sometimes it may even lie about things, and it frequently does lie about things. I asked ChatGPT some time ago to, hold on, maybe I can show you. Kidhar hai ChatGPT? I asked ChatGPT, I was looking for mention of artificial beings like robotic creatures in world's mythologies. And the closest I found that there is this creature called Golem in Jewish mythology. So I asked ChatGPT, are there other mythologies or world cultures or religion which also have tales about, artificial life forms? So ChatGPT gave me a bunch of stories. And one of those stories was, I'll see if I can open it. It's not opening or taking some time. But what ChatGPT told me was that, yes, there are stories about artificial life forms in Hindu mythology. Kumbhakarna was an artificial life form created by Ravan. And I said, that's not true. Kumbhakarna was Ravan's brother. And ChatGPT says, oh yeah, sorry about my mistake. Kumbhakarna was Ravan's brother. There are no stories about robots. So if you are not sure of the topic, do not trust ChatGPT to give you the answer. Because ChatGPT will try to get away with a lot of shit. I remembered a story that I had read a long time ago, and I remember the book that I read it in, but I didn't remember the name of the story or the name of the author. So I tried to figure that out using ChatGPT. It gave me 5 different answers which were wildly inaccurate, and it gave those answers very confidently. Each time I said, no, that doesn't seem like it is true. It seems like you're kind of making shit up. And every time it replied with, oh, sorry, I was mistaken. That is not the right answer. Could this be the right answer? And I was like, no, it's closer, but it's still the wrong answer. And ChatGPT would say, oh, sorry, that is not the right answer. Could this be the right answer? After 7 or 8 attempts, I got the right answer. If I had not known some basics about the thing, I would have fallen for the first answer. यू रिमेंबर दैट स्टोरी राइट, एक लकड़हारा जंगल में जाता है, उसकी कुल्हाड़ी तालाब में गिर जाती है एंड देन द स्पिरिट ऑफ द पॉन्ड कम्स एंड गिव्स हिम अ गोल्डन एक्स and says, is this your axe? And the lakadhara says, yes, the golden axe is my axe, and takes it away. So ChatGPT has no commitment to giving you accurate answers. ChatGPT ke interface pe likha hua, I do not trust it. So don't use ChatGPT as a thing to get answers from. It may very well lead you in the wrong direction. Priyam Banerjee has asked me a question as if I am God. How long till Supreme Court gives the verdict on same-sex marriage? I don't know. How would I know this? It should, but how will I know? Oja says, hey Vimo, can you request Meghna to make some videos in Marathi? I'm guessing he knows it, and as one myself would love to understand how news in Maharashtra is manipulated. You can request him yourself. I don't even know if he can. Like, I'm sure he understands Marathi, but is he good at making content in Marathi? Maybe he should. If you have a request for Meghna, please tell him. By the way, Meghna ka live stream aaj 9 baje hai. So you can go to his channel and just ask him. Amar says, well, the same thoughts. Identification is one thing, then claiming access to private exclusive spaces is quite dangerous. No, Amar Kumar, it is not. Because those fears are also unfounded. How many crimes can you cite that have been committed by trans people in this bathroom scaremongering that has happened? It's completely made up. This idiot called Matt Walsh made a documentary and he said it happened millions of times. And then Joe Rogan, I believe, questioned him on his podcast. And he said, yeah, a few thousand times. And then it turned out it didn't even happen a few thousand times. It's scaremongering. It doesn't happen. It's just made up shit because they don't have issues to talk about. Just like our conservatives. They're making shit up in order to keep something floating in the news that people will obsess over and get angry. Abhi recently, Ohio, I think today morning I saw in the majority report, Ohio, mein, there was this vote, something to do with trans, educating people about trans people, and the people of Ohio threw out the conservative agenda. They chose to have education about trans people. I may be blurring out the details because I don't exactly know and don't really care that much about America and its politics, but look up, it happened today. American conservatives are creating transphobia because it is only by fear and distracting people that they can remain in circulation. Mukesh Pechi, thank you for the 40 rupees super chat. Hi Vimo, do you think Sharad Pawar will move to NDA? I don't know, Mukesh, but as I said when I made my last video about the India Alliance, Indian National Developmental Inclusive Alliance, I said the alliance is a good thing, but do not be disheartened or extremely surprised if major changes happen in this alliance in the days to come. Because those changes will happen. Some people will leave, some people will question, some people will change sides. These things will happen. But the fact that the alliance exists and many opposition parties are serious members of it is important. Sharad Pawar has said very clearly that he's not going to join the BJP or the NDA, but anything can happen and I don't want to speculate about it. Wait. Barnali says, do you think that emotional unavailability leads to interest in one's money in a relationship, or emotionally unavailable people only get attracted by money? I don't know, Barnali. I don't think it's that simple. And I myself have been accused of being emotionally unavailable and it had nothing to do with money. So I won't be able to answer this question. Sorry. And I'm skipping a few comments because we are getting close to the end of the episode. I want to get some of the ones that came later on. Frenny asks, do you think BJP will fracture in future as fringe elements pull the party further right than it already is? I've heard some BJP supporters saying that the party is not going far enough. This always happens. No matter who's in power, there will always be a faction of the right-wing party which is even further right. And if they come to power, then there will be an even further right thing. It's an eternal escalation towards utter debauchery and inhumanity that goes on there. And I suppose it happens on the left also. But the further left you go, the more you are in support of people who need help. It's only in the conservative circles that the further right you go, you are more in favor of ha ha ha, the powerful should rule us, we should have no constitution, all the poor people should die. The world says, hi Vimo, I want to improve my English speaking skills, how can I get my English fluency to be as good as yours? First of all, deprioritize it. Like, don't think it is something that has to be achieved. And secondly, approach it not with pressure, but with joy. Listen to people who speak in English. Try to talk in English with the people who are around you or your friends. Who find a friend who also wants to improve their English and then have conversations in English with them. That way you both get practice. At the end of the day, it is about conversations. It's not about bookish learning. It's not about grammar. It's not about anything else. It's about how fluently you speak. I had a friend who whose English was very bad, and his English started improving when he moved to a big city and started working in a big channel, because tab usko roz practice milti thi, right? Every day he had to talk in English, and that's how it improved. And lastly, I will repeat that point I made firstly, which is that it's not that important. If you're good at some other language, that's also okay. You don't have to be better at English. It's not a universal thing that everyone must get good at. Jerin Matthew says, what do you think about the recent association that is trying to be made between atheist and Marxist like Bhagat Singh and cultural Hinduism revivalist like Savarkar? It's foolish and it will fail because there is no link. It's zabardastika. Like, our history is made up of the contributions of many wise and brave people. The people who were not among these wise and brave people now feel like, mere ko bhi thoda credit chahiye. So they're traveling back in time and changing history in order to make themselves and their intellectual forebears smarter and wiser than they actually were. Braver, even. It's not true, and it will not float, because the world is not... The world remembers what history is. Tum India ke andar kuch textbooks badal doge, aur phir jab agli sarkar aayegi to wo textbooks ko wapas badal degi. It's unsustainable as a strategy. It's short-sighted and myopic. Karnataka mein ho chuka hai. Kerala mein ho raha hai abhi. Kerala mein, they brought back chapters that were about Godse and Gandhi, which were removed by the previous government. Karnataka. Which are removed by the previous government, they brought it back. And Kerala has recently passed a resolution saying that the new education policy will not be implemented in the state. They're going to do the state education policy. So at the end of the day, you create a big splash by throwing a big rock in the pond, but it will sink and the pond will return to its natural state. It's an explosion, and after the explosion is over, there is no explosion. Arun says, is rationality enough to disprove high level of consciousness or so-called enlightenment? What does that even mean? What do you mean by high level of consciousness and enlightenment? Give me an example of it. Because most people, like, I don't know what enlightenment means. Do you know what enlightenment means? Have you ever experienced enlightenment? Or is it just a word that you use to describe people who are sitting with their eyes closed? Sarcastic Skeptic says, do you envision death of religion in your lifetime? How many years more do you think? 2050? I don't think I will envision the death of religion at all. I don't think it's going to die. My goal is not to kill religion. My goal is to devalue it. Religion is one thing in life, like many other things. Religion should remain where it is supposed to be, which is in people's minds. If they want to worship a god or follow a way of life, they should feel free. But when they try to shove it inside politics and hospitals and science laboratories, that is my problem. I want to devalue religion. I want to create a society where religion does not control everything. Hold on. Glenn. Glenn says, I am very sad that schools spreading hyper-nationalism in schools, for example, students on street shouting Jai Hind when manufactured flags. It feels schools are no more for education, but only government propaganda. I don't think we should call children saying Jai Hind government propaganda, because one of the problems we face right now is because this political party, which is in power right now, has managed to hijack nationalism and patriotism. Those things don't belong to them. They belong to everyone, right? Like, I may not be very overly nationalistic or patriotic, But I don't think that belongs to the BJP. And they have appropriated a lot of it. I don't think we should call people waving the national flag as a BJP thing or a Sangh thing, because that helps them. Karthik says, Abhijit Chawda thinks secularism is fake philosophy and anti-Hindu. I think Abhijit Chawda is fake philosophy and anti-Hindu. Uske bolne se kya hota hai? Chandranshu says, I watched that video 2 days ago and that video blew my mind. It was a fantastic video about genders. Yes, Chandranshu, I think, is talking about Forest Valkai's video about sex and sensibility. Please watch it. Everyone, if you watch one video today, first of all, is live stream ki khatam hone ke baad Meghnath ka live stream hai. Uske baad raat ko ya fir kal subah, definitely search YouTube for Sex and Sensibility by Forest Valkai and watch it. You will, I promise you, a lot of your doubts will get cleared. Natu says, sir, do you think good public education may be reduce need of reservation and casteism in general? Like friends from all social groups, religions and castes coming together, good education for all. I am completely in agreement with that sentence, except for the inclusion of reservation with casteism. Reservation is a way to solve casteism. When you say, can we reduce casteism and reservation? You are saying, can we reduce crime and police? Reservation exists to undo the effect of casteism. Education should also reduce the effect of casteism. If casteism goes, reservation automatically goes. Schaffmeister says, considering how electoral bonds work, the truth of na khaunga na khane dunga is actually khaunga khilaunga par kisi ko pata nahi chalne dunga. Nahi, that's not it. It is khaunga khilaunga sabko pata chalega, care nahi karunga, aur jo bolega ki usko pata chal raha hai usko punish karunga. It is hekdi. It is sina thok ke corruption. It is not surreptitious corruption ki haan kisi ko pata nahi chala maine chup ke kar diya. Ye to achha khasa corruption scheme ko legalize kara ke kanoon mein badal diya gaya. It is that. It's not surreptitious corruption. Dragon Hill says, why should we vote for Congress? Question mark, question mark, question mark. I came from village before 2014. Entire village, literally few people have toilet. Now all have toilet before 2014. Almost 80% did not have access to toilets. Well, people vote for different reasons. And I'm sure there will be many people who do not vote for the BJP because, Congress did not build toilets in their village. But I think I would like to recommend Meghnad's video of last week, where this idea that BJP brought toilets to India is complete horseshit, because there were plenty of governments before this who have created schemes to enable more toilets being built. Swachh Bharat is not the first time this happened. There were other schemes before this by other governments, including Congress governments. So anyone who's telling you that BJP ne Congress desh mein toilet laya, wo jhoot bol rahi. Complete, ek to jhoot hai, dusra, सिर्फ वो ये नहीं कह रहे कि हम टॉयलेट लाए, वो ये कह रहे सिर्फ हम टॉयलेट लाए. श्योर बीजेपी ब्रॉट टॉयलेट्स, एवरी गवर्नमेंट हैज ब्रॉट टॉयलेट्स, एवरी गवर्नमेंट हैज डन वेरियस थिंग्स टू अफेक्ट द स्टेट ऑफ क्लीनलीनेस इन द क्लीनलीनेस, दिस वर्ड ऑलवेज ट्रम्प्स मी, क्लीनलीनेस, क्लीनलीनेस इन द कंट्री. सो टॉयलेट को बीजेपी के साथ एसोसिएट अगर करना है तो कर लो, पर ये मत बोलो कि बीजेपी के अलावा किसी ने टॉयलेट्स के लिए कोई काम नहीं किया. पीयूष गोयल वेंट ऑन बीयर बाई सब्स पॉडकास्ट एंड सेड, इतने सालों से किसी को ये नहीं सूझा था कि टॉयलेट बनाने चाहिए, जो कि बकवास है. बहुत सरकारों ने इस पे काम किया है. गौतम सेज, हाय विमो, आई थिंक सम ऑफ द सो कॉल्ड एजुकेशन चैनल्स एक्स स्टडी ग्लोब वर्ल्ड अफेयर पुलकित एजुकेशन मेनी मोर स्प्रेड बीजेपी प्रोपेगेंडा एंड प्रेज एवरी डे. आई हैव नेवर इवन हर्ड ऑफ दीज चैनल्स. आई थिंक इफ यू थिंक दैट सर्टन चैनल्स वर्किंग इन फेवर ऑफ द बीजेपी आर डूइंग अ बैड थिंग, then what you can do is that you can find channels which are doing good work and spread them. Agar wo log galat cheez dikha rahe hain aur tum unhi ko baar baar dekh rahe ho to unka project safal ho raha hai na. Right, skipping a few comments. Sumana says, kids need to know about sex. In Germany, sex education starts at age 5. I myself started teaching my child from age 3. They need to know, otherwise they will not even know if they are being abused. Yes, sex education will have multiple good effects. One is making children aware about their own bodies, about the nature of it, and it will prevent a lot of children from going down the wrong road. When like 15 saal ki umar mein tumhare mind mein question aaya ki kya karna chahiye ladkiyon ke saath, तुमने जाके किसी और लड़के को पूछा जो तुम्हारे जितना ही बेवकूफ है, उसने तुमको कुछ बताया और उसकी वजह से तुमने कुछ गलत कर लिया जिसकी वजह से बाकी की जिंदगी तुम गिल्ट में बिताओगे. डोंट डू दिस. Sex education is a good thing. Children should learn more about it. ये अभी तक चिपका हुआ है. Glenn says, today podcast feels like Vimo channel has grown above 70. Above 70? अभी 171 लोग देख रहे हैं. By the way, everyone who's watching, if you can just click the like button, thank you very much. Frenny says, do you think BJP will fracture in the future as fringe element? Okay, already answered this. क्या हुआ? पीछे चला गया क्या मैं? Yeah, the thing with this StreamYard interface is that sometimes it automatically scrolls when new comments come in. Historian says, the print published a story about how the current government is developing infrastructure faster than the previous government. Do you think Indian infrastructure is really experiencing rapid development? I think it may be, sure. But I don't know, like, I suppose someone like Meghnad might be in a better position to give you data about whether this is significantly better than infrastructure development in previous governments. And by the way, the corruption scandal that I mentioned some time ago has directly to do with infrastructure development. So please look it up. Itihasir Jolsha says, Vimo, what will be your answer to counter-revolutionary violence and non-violent revolution? My usual answer is that, bhai, kaun karne wala violence? Kaun ye violent revolution laega? Tum laoge? Main to nahi la raha hua. Tum laoge, to agar tum bhi nahi laoge, to you're obviously expecting someone else to do it. And that is always a slippery slope. It's like Sanghi politician saying, haan, sadko pe utar jao dande leke, jabki unke bache Harvard mein padhne ja rahe hote hain. I think that violent revolution creates more chaos and solves fewer problems. I think a better way of doing things is the way we achieved our independence. Peaceful revolution. Mateo says, Vimo, why are you not on Twitter? What is the easiest way to contact you? Mateo, the easiest way to contact me is through Instagram, direct message, or just send me an email at vimo@vimo.in. By the way, ever since I started sharing my email address, I've been getting a lot of emails from people. Most of them have been really sweet. So thank you to everyone who spends a lot of time writing like really long emails. I really appreciate it. Even though I don't always reply, I'm reading most of it. Thank you very much. Yeah, so the email address is vimo@vimo.in. You can write to me there. Wish Kanya says, Indian public discourse has been dumbed down to the basic Hindu-Muslim bullshit. No one has the patience to discuss unemployment and GDP. Surya says, Vimo, let's raid Meghnad's stream, lol. Shuru ho gaya kya? Arjun says, Vimo, you sound exactly like my old friend Gokul. The resemblance is uncanny. Okay. I'm sure your friend Gokul is an amazing person. Gunduchi says, people, we only have 70 likes. Please like to instantly become... Talk about over-promising. Like button maro or Bhagwan ban jao. Right, skipping a few. Akshara says, Vimo, what do you say about Hinduism being the same as Hindutva? Hanu did the same thing that these Bajrangdal guys do. The difference is Hanu vandalized Buddhist Chaityas and Bajrangdal mosques. I don't know who Hanu is. Who are you talking about? Hinduism being the same as Hindutva is something I have said multiple times. Yes. Whatever distinction there is to be between Hindutva and Hinduism is up to Hindus. Are Hindus going to say, no, my Hinduism is different from what these people are doing in the name of my religion? If Hindus don't do it, then I and everyone else is definitely going to come to the conclusion that Hinduism and Hindutva are the same thing. That distinction is for Hindus to make, not for us. Karthik says, Abhijit Chawda thinks secularism... Okay, already read that. Skipping a few... Taranga says, Gunduchi says, my recommendation will be RapidX English speaking course. Arjun says, by the way, Vimo, your English speaking is flawless. Thank you, Arjun. It's a language. My Hindi is also not bad, but this channel is mostly in English. Jab koi Hindi mein sawal karta, toh main Hindi mein jawab de deta hun. But that's it. Taranga says, Gunduchi, yeah, different ages, different aspects are taught it in comprehensive sex education. What? RapidX English speaking course mein sex education aata hai? I think they're responding to different things. I've lost it. Itne sare comment mein. But I think Taranga is talking about sex education. Different ages, different aspects are taught in comprehensive sex education. People should check out Tarshi's red, blue, and yellow books. All age appropriate guides for sex education in India only. Yeah. Ex-Hindu Now Atheist says, is it inappropriate to create a section in sports specifically for transgender sports persons, as there is a section for females and a section for males? I don't know. I'm not really an expert on sports matters. So I think this question should go to someone who's in better versed in those areas. Ex-Hindu says, is it inappropriate to create... Okay, already answered that. Taranga says, but trans people are also not one homogenous groups. Na? Trans men, trans women, pre and post operation. Where does the segregation of sports end then? Ex-Hindu, yeah. That's why I said someone more well-versed with this should answer this. Let's see. Senior says, Karnataka mein school education mein constitution preamble necessary kar diya gaya hai aur Savarkar Golwalkar ko hata diya gaya hai. Very good. Extremely amazing. I had a friend who once was telling me about a film that he watched on the weekend and he couldn't decide what to call it. And he said, it was extremely okay. And I was like, what is extremely okay? Shadow Fury says, Vimo, thanks for educating about what is Hindu atheist. I was about to fall into that pit. You guided to the right path. Thank you, Shadow Fury, for listening. Many people watch the video but don't actually get that. Come to that conclusion. Cinephile says, Gundichi, why are you assuming that it's just the talk when I mentioned sex education? What should I write to make you understand it is proper education? Lol. Okay, yeah, Gundichi ke saath kuch aur baat cheet chal rahi hai. We are already at 1 hour 8 minutes. I will take 3 more comments and I'll choose which ones I take. Already answered. I mean, I'm skipping a few comments because those are about things that I've already spoken about in this issue or spoken about 100 times in previous episodes. I want to take something original. Rahul Rayasan says, I'm an atheist and I started believing in so many things now as so much has gone wrong. Is it logical to say, apart from religion, the concept of a creator is a logical thing to say? I think it is... It's not the concept of a creator, because you can also find solace if you imagine that a relative of yours who has died is still with you. It comes from the need to go through suffering in some way. And people use different ways of doing it. There is an episode on Star Trek called Hero Worship. If you have not seen Star Trek The Next Generation, watch it. It's about a boy who loses his family in a spaceship accident and begins to blame himself. And he's feeling many emotions. And then he meets a robot and he tells himself, I'm a robot. Because if he convinces himself that he's a robot, then he will not have to deal with his emotions. So that is the way he chooses. The human mind is a very complex thing. Some people use supernatural elements to find solace. Some people do other things. And of course, in modern times, in these times, we have something called therapy. If you are going through the troubling times, please seek therapy. Religion is a stopgap measure. It will go away. And then you'll be back to feeling what you're feeling. Destined says, speaking about sex education, Prateek Borade had some horrible takes on regarding it in his OMG2 review. But then again, if the makers had to make a film on sex education is important, justifying its need, invoking religion was a bad idea in the first place. I have not seen OMG2. I will watch. Taranga says, diehard bhakts of the current regime are hilarious in how they are projecting a picture of really low self-esteem of the entire country as a complete wasteland before civilization arrived in 2014. 2014 se pehle hum log sab sadkon par rifle leke ghumte the, zombies se ladte the. Phir achanak aakash mein ek prakash punj prakat hua jiske tej ne zombies ka nash kar diya. और अब हमारा देश विश्व गुरु बन चुका है, क्योंकि बाकी देश ज़ोंबियों से लड़ने के तरीके हमसे देख रहे हैं. ये 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 विचार सिर्फ उसी उल्लू के पट्ठे को आ सकते हैं जो कुछ नहीं पढ़ता, कुछ नहीं देखता, सिवाय उस व्हाट्सएप फॉरवर्ड के जो इसको रितिमत हर सुबह मिल जाता है. क्या बोलोगे इन लोगों को? Karthik says, what is the difference between modernization and westernization? Right wing says we need modernization and not westernization. Yes, I also say it. We need modernization, not westernization. However, if you talk to right wingers about what they mean by modernization, they will refer to ancient stuff, which is not modernization. So when you're talking to a right winger about modernization versus westernization, ask them exactly what they mean by modernization. You will find that they're referring to Brahminical practices. And then you point out that these things are shit. And then they will say, you're westernized. It's a circular logic. They are defining modernization as the things that they want to happen. They're not defining modernization on the basis of certain, you know, certain modern ideals. Supreet says, thoughts on the claim that overpopulation isn't real, but it's a hoax created by capitalists. The real problem is uneven distribution of property, wealth, facilities, and space for living. I agree completely. Karthik says, what is the difference between modernization? Okay, already read that. Ye repeat kyun ho rahe hain? Tum log baar baar kyun paste karte ho rahe comments? The world says, Vimo, do you agree that hateful ideologies like Hindutva and other ideologies are only successful because of unemployment? No, I don't. I think that's one factor, but you will find plenty of people who are well-to-do and from really prosperous backgrounds and rich and upper caste and upper class who support fascist practices. It's not about unemployment. It's about cultural biases. It's about power. Those with more power will spread ideas that keep them in power. Those with less power will either suffer because of it or get appropriated by it because they don't know any better, because the conspiracy that involves making them the foot soldiers of fascism is also designed to keep them oblivious to social realities. Legolas says they should not remove Savarkar but tell the truth about him. Yeah, I agree. Ashish says, having seen your point about the middle class not benefiting much, I agree. My prior comment was incorrect. The middle class does have substantial advantages. Thank you, Ashish. Right. So I think I will end today's live stream here. Bahut sare comment baki hai, sabka jawab nahi de paunga. Let me see how to raid Meghnad. Let me open the YouTube interface and see if I can figure out how to raid. Everyone stay in the stream. Don't go to Meghnad's channel. First, go to Meghnad's channel. Arey, ye kya kar diya? So, copy link. Then go to YouTube interface. How does raiding work? This has to be simpler. Twitch pe bahut simple hai. You just type a username and the raid happens. Kitne step lene padte hain YouTube ke andar? Okay. Live. Sorry, thoda pause hai. But I will read one or more comments before I go there. Click. How do I raid? Raid. Okay, ye muted hai. Stream. ये शेयर बटन है. रेड कैसे करते हैं भाई? एंगेज स्ट्रीम सेटिंग्स. Okay, I give up. I can't figure it out. Meghnad के चैनल पे जाओ, तुमको मिल जाएगा. Meghnad's channel is Meghnad, and I will leave a comment with a link. You can just click on it and it goes. Yeah, that's it. There are a couple of more super chats that I would just read before I go. Reasonable Ripples, thank you for the 60 rupees super sticker. Thank you for so many super stickers today. George Soros' accountant, thank you for the 40 rupees. It's a redirect, not raid on YouTube. Oh, redirect. Okay, I forgot. I don't know how to go back to it. Anyway, so that's Meghnad. Link to Meghnad's stream. Please go watch it. And I will see you next time, which will be Saturday, on which day we will be taking callers. And on that day, we will talk about the usual stuff. Until then, please take care of yourselves. I will remind you that you can support this channel by becoming a member by clicking the join button below, or by sending a super chat, or by clicking the super thanks button on this video. Or you can go to my website at www.vimo.in and click the support button there and make a contribution of any amount of your choice. Or you can send money directly through Vimo at UPI, V-I-M-O-H at the rate UPI. Please do not feel the necessity to contribute. If you can't, if you are short of money, these are bad times, I understand. You don't have to. My content is always going to remain free. So don't worry about it. You will always be able to watch my stuff for free. The money is just a way for you to support my work. I'm an independent content creator, and whatever you send helps me buy books and software and other stuff to pay bills and stuff. This is my full-time work. So yeah, thanks in advance. I will see you on Saturday, on which day we will talk about other stuff. Until then, please take care of yourselves. Good night.